Okay, thanks, John. Good morning, everybody. Hi. Good morning, teachers. I hope you enjoyed the walk over here this morning. I see that we've got a student from Oman here who obviously enjoyed it.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you a question. Are there any Arabic speakers in this class? No? Okay. Are there any Mandarin speakers? Speakers of Mandarin, yeah? Yes? Anybody speak Chinese? Yes? Ah, Maggie does, yes, okay, good. Have we got a Greek speaker here? Yes, we have. And I think we have somebody from Thailand. Is that correct? Still sleeping, yeah. Is he here? Yes? No? Somebody from Vietnam? Yeah? Okay. Two people? Yes. It was that haircut that fooled me, actually, you know. Yeah, okay. I mean, the thing is that how do you communicate to each other if you're from Vietnam and Greece? How do you communicate? You communicate through English. Right, good. And today I'm going to talk about English. I've actually put the title Global Language because I'm not just going to talk about English. I'm going to talk about global languages. But the main focus will be on English. English language. Okay? And I'm going to talk about English in the past, the present and the future. But I'm probably going to confuse you because I'm not just going to go past, present, future. Sometimes I might switch backwards and forwards. So it'd be very good for your note-taking skills. Now, like every good presenter, of course, first of all, I have an outline of what I'm going to do. You can read that for yourself. And I'll be particularly probably spending more time talking about this than anything, but we'll see. See how much time I've got. I'm keep watching the clock. The first thing I'm going to do is explain the term lingua franca. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually read from a book which I've got here. It's actually a Dictionary of Applied Linguistics by Jack Richards, John Platt, and Heidi Weber. You might be interested to know that I actually bought this book when I was a student here at Reading University about 2,000 years ago. Okay? And it says here that a lingua franca is a language that is used for communication between different groups of people, each speaking a different language. A language that is used for communication between different groups of people, each speaking a different language. What it actually means is each speaking a different first language. Okay? So it's a common language, and it's the language that you use here. So English is a lingua franca, but it's not the only lingua franca, as you know. Spanish is. People from many parts of South America, for example, speak Spanish. French is, Chinese is, Arabic is. You know, there are many lingua franca around. It's actually a Latin term. And I'll be talking about Latin later on. So I won't just be talking about English. If you look at these figures, facts and figures here, we're talking about the current status of English, how it is at present in terms of numbers of speakers or people who are learning the language. And what is interesting when you look at these figures is that the lowest number is the number of native speakers of English. And the highest number is the number of speakers of English worldwide, 2 billion That's according to David Crystal in his publication in 2006. And it's interesting to note that there are more than a billion people actually learning English right now. So you're one in a billion, each one of you. One in a billion.